Welcome to Your Church and the Law, a special edition of the Minister's Friend podcast with John Kimball and our guest, David Bedanza. The Minister's Friend is a podcast helping pastors and other church leaders navigate the challenges of leading the flock. This special series of 12 podcast episodes is offered to help you and your congregation learn about and to think through some really critical legal considerations facing churches in today's America. Our guest is David Bedanza, a pastor and attorney in Massachusetts who specializes in church law. Welcome to Episode 6 of Your Church and the Law. One of the most overlooked aspects of protecting the church and its assets is church safety. It's the single greatest cause of claims against local congregations. In this sixth segment of my interview with pastor and attorney Dave Bedanza, we talk about important safety issues. And because we recorded these episodes during the coronavirus pandemic of 2020, we also discussed how reopening our churches for public worship and ministry will put special burdens on all of us as we work to keep people safe. Well, you have in the list that we dialogued about before the podcast began, a couple of different things here that are kind of related. You have church safety and church security. I just want to, as we kind of move in that direction, my leadership and I last year were a part of a church security conference here in Orlando that was one of the most phenomenal conferences I've gone to with respect to church ministry. Talking about the difference between the sheep and the sheepdog was one of the illustrations that they used, and how you really need to have people that are watching out for the safety and security. And it's more than just policing. It's also medical and those kinds of things. So I'm looking forward to this part of the dialogue because this is an actual ongoing conversation for us right now as well.
Okay. Well, let's start with church safety. We've heard news stories about shootings and tragedies. We've also heard news stories about clergy abuse.
Yes.
All of those things are quite tragic. But the greatest claim against a church, and there, as a result, the greatest kind of lack of security at a church, is the premises. Falling in the parking lot, falling in the church building, stumbling over, a hole in the parking lot, or any type of, snow removal's not done or that kind of thing. So a lot of our church buildings...
We don't have that problem in Florida.
I know. God bless you. But we have a lot of churches that have deferred maintenance.
Yes. Yes.
That parking lot should have been done 10 years ago, but they don't have the money to do it.
Right.
As a result, that deferred maintenance can be quite expensive if someone gets hurt. So that's something that very, very important. And those claims, those type of liability claims for premises injury are the greatest, greater than, shootings, greater than clergy abuse. And they don't make the news, of course.
Wow.
So maintenance, deferred maintenance. Be careful, deacons, how you maintain that property. And another thing that is really important is don't have Uncle Charlie do the electrical work in the church. He's not a licensed electrician.
Yes. Yes.
Because, everybody says, oh, yeah, I can do this. I did it in my house.
Yep.
And we're talking commercial codes. We're talking people's safety. And one of the areas of great danger is electricity and electrical work. We've had actually debates in some churches on this, that someone wants to do this work, not pull a permit, and have Uncle Charlie do it. He knows a lot. And we said, nope, a couple things. You're going to put your people at risk. And secondly, if you have a claim and no one's at risk, you're going to put your insurance at risk.
That's right.
Because if the church burns down because Uncle Charlie changed some electrical work and the insurance company gets wind that an unlicensed person did it on a commercial establishment, they're going to be probably reluctant to pay your claim.
Yep. Yeah, in my first church, David, I had both the city inspector and the fire chief in my church. So we didn't do that.
Yeah. And, you know, another thing that's really on church safety, which we'll get into security in a minute, but church safety,
yeah,
which is right before us and hopefully right before us, and that is the reopening of churches after the COVID-19 yes. pandemic.
Yes.
What does it look like? Do we take offerings? Are we passing offering plates? Are we doing communion? Are we having children's ministry?
Yeah.
Children are not capable of social distancing. Do we have children's ministry? These are things that, you know, we think about, and we, and as we looked at the federal guidelines, you know, phase one, phase two, phase three.
Right, right.
The number of people meeting, their distancing, and various other factors are really important for us to get right. And I think what we're working on is a set of guidelines for our church mm-hmm. that we will put out to people. And,
wonderful.
You know, you have people that have various views on this. They think it's, you know, this is a government thing, or it's overblown, it's a media thing, or it's a, you know, terrorism matter. The long and short of it is, it's a highly contagious, infectious disease that people are dying from. And we can't lose sight of that. Highly contagious. The government knows it, and that's why we're doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
And so, by the same token, when we start reopening these churches, we need careful controls and also a way to assess that if they're not working. Because as everybody knows, in our reopening, we can go forward, but we can also go backward.
Yes. So you're saying you're writing up a policy. Is that something that we could put a link to in the show notes?
Yeah. I think by the time we get it done, we can do that.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's going to be easier for the smaller churches, you know, than it is going to be for the larger churches. But if you have a big, large church and at phase two, you're at 50 or less people gathering, it's going to be difficult. But if you're in a church of 100, you know, you could have two services.
Yep.
You're right there, you know. The other thing too, on church safety, which is I have a dear person who's like the soup Nazi. She's the kitchen Nazi of our church. I can just put it that way. And that's, of course, a reference to the old Seinfeld episodes.
Yes.
Food handling. Goodness gracious. Mm. Potlucks, you know. People coming in with these crock pots. Lord knows when, you know, when they were last at temp. And you have to hold them for like another hour and a half till the preacher gets done, and you serve them. Proper food handling techniques is huge in churches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, serve safe certifications are so important for the kitchen personnel. And I like some churches, they don't even have potlucks anymore. They'll just have a team of people that cook and do it that way, because it avoids a whole lot of problems.
Thanks for joining us for this special episode in the series, Your Church and the Law, from the Minister's Friend podcast. We hope it was a blessing to you. There are 12 topical episodes in this special series. Be sure to listen to the others. They're available on all the major podcast platforms. The content of this podcast is for informational purposes only. It is not legal advice. If you have questions concerning how these topics relate to you and your congregation, please see an attorney who is licensed to practice law in your state. Thanks again for joining us. May God bless you and your church family with great fruit for His kingdom.